大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由看言英语带给你的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam, and today we are talking about something that's puzzled me for many, many years.
Which is?
What is the difference between Chinese, Mandarin, 普通话, all these different words?
So, Adam, do you speak Chinese?
I speak Chinese.
You mean Mandarin Chinese?
I sometimes mean Mandarin Chinese.
这个问题我来到加拿大以后呢 I get that a lot.
Oh, yeah?
对，就是啊，你哪里人？我中国人。Oh, so do you speak Chinese? Mandarin Chinese or Cantonese?
Right.
然后中国人才发现啊，原来外国人就讲着中文不只有 Chinese。对，所以今天我们就要来讲讲啊 ，If you travel abroad, 如果 you're living abroad, maybe you've encountered this question too.
Guarantee you have.
Yeah, it's fascinating, 非常有意思。So stay tuned. 那我们先来讲一下，就是让你 confused 的点，好了，它到底什么 difference， 什么区别
？Well, you know, yeah, I mean, it's really tough. When I was a kid.I remember I said something about Chinese to someone, and this kid was a real know-it-all, right? Really annoying kind of kid, like, actually, blah, 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 blah. And he told me that actually, you know, there's Mandarin and then there's Cantonese. And so that kind of like set the question in motion, like, is that true?
那个时候一个很聪明的小朋友 know-it-all 小朋友跟你说其实中文有两种哦、一个是 Mandarin, 还有一个是 Cantonese,、
right.
广东话。
Right.
但是这小朋友不知道其实我们有更多更多
Oh good lord, there are so many, yeah. But then of course it comes back to this question of this idea of Mandarin、is this sort of idea of like a national language.
对，就是 Mandarin 查词典的话它有一个解释是官话、Mandarin、
like the officials.
The officials,、right? 那现在的意思就 when we say, oh, I speak Mandarin, 就是普通话、standard Chinese.
Right.
Right. 那 Chinese 就是更 it's broader.
It counts for everything.
Cantonese,、广东话然后 Shanghainese,、湖南ese, 四川话 right?
right,
they're all Chinese.
Right.
Technically speaking.、
四川
话用英文。
Sichuanese.
Can you say like the Shanghai dialect, the Sichuan dialect?
Yeah, I really prefer to use the term local language because、dialect can be a little bit、contentious. What is、a dialect and what is a language? That's,、it's actually kind of a deep question、and it can make people really mad.
Okay, so local language.
That's what I say.
是不是还有个说法叫 local tongue?
A local tongue, yeah.
Tongue 就是 mother tongue,、舌头那个啊。反正我觉得就是到了北美以后吧你最常会听到外国人问你的就是啊你是讲 Mandarin 还是讲 Cantonese、那样普通话还是广东话、
right.
就是他们脑子里面最多人就是中国最多人讲的两种语言、是吧好说到 Mandarin 呢我觉得它的用法还更加的广啊比如说一种水果、
right like an orange
A mandarin orange.
Mandarin orange.
Right? A mandarin orange 其实就是橘子、而且是那种小小的是吗、
yeah.
我们前两天开研的会员课程就讲到不同的橘子啊。
Oh, so complicated.
对除了 orange, 橙子然后 mandarin orange, 然后还有什么、
Clementine, tangerine.
Tangerine.、Tangerine 是比较大的吗
I guess. I have to listen to the lesson.
你去一下超市吧Tangerine 比较大反正 Mandarin Orange 就是这种小小的可爱的、然后 Clementines 也是小小的但好像比 Mandarin Orange 大一点点
Which one is sweeter?
都可以甜和酸啊不是 absolute 吧
I guess, I don't know
好我们再讲一个没有那么搞的好了 Mandarin Duck
Mandarin Duck, quack quack
它是这样叫的吗
Quack quack?
这不是一般的 duck, 是 Mandarin duck.
I would imagine all ducks go quack quack.
最近在纽约有一个 duck 非常红、I think it's in、Central Park, 中央公园、然后很多人都去拍照、然后在 Twitter, 在美国 social media 特别红就是说怎么来了一只那么漂亮的鸳鸯 Mandarin duck?、你不知道这件事吗
I don't follow duck news very closely.
它不是 duck news, 它是 news news. 新闻里面都有。专门研究鸟的这种学家动物学家说是从中国一路游过来的就特别特别 colorful, 然后特别漂亮。
So does the duck speak Mandarin or Cantonese?
I'll ask him or her when I get the chance. Okay, 所以鸳鸯对在英文里的说法就是
Mandarin duck.
Mandarin duck,、mm. 啊、就像 goose or geese,、mm. 鹅，但是你们加拿大有、
Canada geese.
Canada geese,、yeah. 就是像大雁那样。
They're miserable creatures. Yeah, I don't like、oh. them. Yeah, Mandarin ducks are very beautiful and elegant, and Canada geese are just, ugh.
好吧。啊，讲到 Mandarin, 我还想到了衣服。
Mm.
有一种领子 Mandarin collar.
Is it made from Mandarin duck?
No. 它就是那种小立领，不是那种 pointed.
Oh, so kind of looks like those Zhongshan suits.
对对、ah. 但它领子那样的男生衬衫嘛也是可以有着 Mandarin collar.
Oh, they're very fancy.
对 OK, Mandarin 的讲完以后呢，我们现在再回到 Chinese 啊。
Ooh.
讲讲 the writing.
Okay, the writing, yeah. So again, this has always puzzled me, you know, is Chinese mean the speaking or the writing? And、uh-huh. since we can't answer that question very easily, one thing that we can、answer is the way that Chinese is written.、Mm. Is it written in the traditional way or a simplified way?
就简体字和繁体字啊、mm. Simplified Chinese or simplified characters.
Right.
Characters 就字、mm. 对吧还有一个就 traditional
Right
Very importantly 不是 simple Chinese、
right.
或者 complicated
Complicated Chinese It's all complicated for us
Good point 它是 simplified and traditional、mm. 好那说到这个 Do you speak Chinese? Do you speak Mandarin?、
Mm.
就我们来说说这个说好了
Okay
When you say speak 这个是 assume or imply a certain level of fluency
Right
就光你好再见 That's、mm. not speaking a language
Right, well, I mean, we should just say You guys probably already know this But I don't know how many times、When I was in China Somebody asked me Can you say Chinese?、
Oh.
And the joke would always be Chinese I just said it
对对对
So yeah, you gotta make sure you say speak And again, if you say that you speak a language You have to at least be able to say the phrase A little
嗯、
I think that's fair.
对说一种语言不能用 say 这个动词、
right.
而是 speak. 那 speak 呢就我只会说一点点就是、mm. speak a little.
Right.
right. I speak a little Cantonese.
Ah, 羞羞啊。
妈妈得啊。哈哈哈哈。
哈哈哈。
那 speak a little 对比 I don't speak it very well. 你觉得哪一个就是你说的更好一点
Well, I mean, that's going to depend on you guys, right? Your、mm-hmm. attitude, your confidence Because if you say I don't speak it very well But actually you do speak it very well I'm sure a lot of you guys probably do say that Whereas if you say like a little it Probably like maybe you speak a little Italian
就真的是很少
You can say some words But you can't have a conversation
Okay, 对我妈妈 She speaks a little English
Oh yeah?
就是对词这种 words、oh. Enough to, you know, get on the bus
Get on the bus Talk to the ducks
你怎么这样说我妈妈 Okay, 我们最后回到 English 好了、英语也有这种概念嘛 There's American English British English
Oh yeah
Irish English.
Oh, Irish, to be sure, to be sure.
Australian English.
Oh, yeah. Is that English?
是啊。
Crikey, is it English?
New Zealand.
Oh, that's even better, yeah.
South African
English. You're forgetting a very important country, Jenny.
Canadian
English.
但 Canadian English 就整个我们会认为 North American English、
mm.
是比较像的、mm. 对不对不像 British English 和 American English 有那么大的差别、
mm. Well, if you say so, eh?
对啊这些国家都有自己 local versions of English、
mm-hmm.
right? 就像以前我在新加坡 They'll jokingly say they speak Singlish
Singlish
对 Singlish 是、同样是在美国啊当然不同地方的这个 accents 口音我们也就不说了另外还有一个很大的一个英语的分支就是黑人的语言、
oh,
美国黑人的这个英语、
yeah. Right, yeah This is actually This has a proper name. It's、mm. called Ebonics.
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 怎么拼啊、
E-B-O-N-I-C-S. Jenny, I know one of your favorite words is portmanteau.、
Mm.
The portmanteau here, the words that we are connecting are ebony, which means black,、
mm.
and phonics.
Ah, okay. Ebonics.、
Mm.
黑人英语。
Yeah.
但它还有一个更街头的一个名字。Hood English.
Yeah.
From the neighborhood.
From the hood, yeah.
Yeah, from the hood.
Jenny from the block.
对，就 Hood English， 因为我前两天就是还在听一个 podcast， 里面就是采访一些美国的黑人，是高中生，他说啊，我去一个学校，那个 It's an all white school，就是同学都是白人，所以他说他在家的时候 We speak Hood English，然后我到学校的时候就要很注意，就要 speak
Hi guys, how's it going?
Proper English.
Hello, it's great to see you.
Proper， 对 ，speak properly。
Yo, mom, why you always be shopping?
对，那个就是 Hood English.
Right.、
Yeah.
Mother, why are you always shopping?
OK, 那今天我们跟大家讲了一下，就是出国的时候啊，外国人问到你啊自己的 identity, 你说什么语言可能会用到的一些英语词。希望大家觉得今天的节目很有趣，也非常的有用。那有趣又有用，就是我们开言英语。除了潘吉杰尼告诉你这个双语的脱口秀呢，其实我们更重要的是我们花了六年时间持续在开发、在更新、在优化的会员课程库，里面有不同级别的。然后适合就像你工作要用的职场英语、日常生活、海外文化、英语新闻等等各种各样的这个内容。因为真正要想把英语学好呢，就要去学适合你的级别，然后符合你的兴趣和需求的英语。这就是为什么我们的课程库每天都在更新，然后你只要买一个会员，所有这些内容都可以不断的去学习。另外呢，每天学好以后，你有什么疑问啊，有什么问题的话，都可以在课程留言区问我们。我们的主播Adam, Connor, Spencer, Lisa, 他们每天都非常认真的刷留言，回复大家的留言。 OK, 谢谢大家的支持。到我们的微信公众号，你可以先免费试用一下课程，之后想购买的话呢，公众号升级也非常的方便，而且学习一年只要618元。 OK, thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time. 再见。
Bye guys.